And the Department of Veterans Affairs has a 40,000-member acquisition workforce. And Lisa Doyle's job is to help to keep that workforce trained and up to date on acquisition rules and everything else. She's the chancellor of VA's Acquisition Academy, and her work there has made her the 2011 Chief Learning Officer of the Year, according to Chief Learning Officer magazine. Lisa, congratulations, and thanks for being on with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. What do you think goes on at the Acquisition Academy that is so special that you earned this recognition?
Well, our Acquisition Academy, first, is an amazing, innovative, creative learning environment. When I worked with the architect and furniture designer, I said, close your eyes, think of a typical government facility, and we're going to do the opposite. So it's an amazing learning space, first and foremost. And then the way that we train is very different than your typical training programs, which are very technically focused. We take a holistic approach using an experiential learning model, where we do teach those critical technical competencies, but we also teach those important interpersonal skills, leadership skills, program management skills. And we also have mission service as part of our curriculum. You know, in the VA, we have a noble mission to serve our veterans. And so it's important that we can contribute to that mission and serve them every day.
What does the curriculum look like? Who's coming into your programs at the various levels? How long are they spending, and what kind of training are they doing? Not necessarily training this many hours on FAR versus other stuff, but are they sitting in classrooms? Are they working? What does it look like?
Well, they are different models depending on the schools. There are five schools. Our first school is an internship school where we're training the next generation of acquisition professionals. And they are here in the academy with me for 2 years. And their curriculum consists of level one training their first year, level two their second year, and they will be infused into the workforce as certified contracting professionals. Throughout their two-year program here with me, we teach all of those competencies that I mentioned, that holistic approach. However, they do go on job rotation in the field. The other schools do offer your training here at the academy in 1 to 2 week increments. I have a contracting professional school for our existing contracting workforce, a program management school to train all our program managers, a facilities management school to train all facility managers, and a supply chain management school to train our logisticians. So we train the entire acquisition team here.
The internship school that you mentioned, you have them for 2 years. What's the washout ratio? How many of the people that start it finish it?
So far, they've all stayed.
Wow.
We have retained them all. They love the program, and what we hear from the stakeholders, the contracting officers in the field who get these interns on job rotations, they don't want to give them back. They want to keep them. And I say, well, training is a force multiplier. Send them back to the academy. I'll train them a little bit more and then infuse them into the workforce.
And I mean no disrespect to you, but just for grins before this interview, I pulled up the FAR, and the PDF is 2,007 pages. So I can imagine somebody sitting down starting to get into that and going, maybe I chose the wrong thing, and it doesn't have anything to do with the Acquisition Academy.
Right. Well, you know, I teach the interns to use the FAR as a guide. If it doesn't say you can't do it, try it, but try it using business judgment, business acumen, and certainly risk management. So we don't want them to waste their brain cells on memorizing the FAR, but certainly use their brain cells on how to find things in the FAR and interpret the FAR properly to ultimately solve our end result and execute our business, which is caring for the veteran.
And that's that soft skills part of it that you talked about, right?
Exactly.
Being able to make discerning decisions in when kind of have to think on your feet, right?
Analytical thinking, critical thinking, problem solving, absolutely.
What are the interns that are coming into this program good at, and what do you have to spend a lot of time cultivating? What skills do you have to really bring out in them?
Well, certainly they have never been exposed to the technical skills of the field of contracting. So we definitely focus squarely on those, but also, as I mentioned, those interpersonal skills, emotional intelligence, for example, that's something that comes with experience, and certainly the training helps them develop their self-awareness, relationship management, which is also important in this profession. We also give the interns the Myers-Briggs, the FIROB, and the DISC assessment, so they understand who they are as people, but also how to interact as a team with others.
Do you find when you do those assessments with them that that's the first time that a lot of people have done that kind of a thing to really understand themselves?
It is. It has. And it's been very beneficial, very eye-opening for them. They've learned how to manage themselves as well as reach outside of their comfort zone.
The last question, and I always ask this when people win awards, did they give you some kind of bauble?
They gave me a beautiful crystal trophy.
That's really cool. And it's in your office now?
It will be displayed in the lobby of the Academy.
Excellent.
Really, this award is for the team.